buff.
I'd like to study what we had studied tonight, to continue to study, and that is the Beatitudes.
啊，信耶稣就是要得福气。
We believe in Christ to receive blessings.
那得什么福气呢
？What type of blessings？
我们看马太福音。
Let us look at Matthew.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter five.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter five.
我们从第三节一直到第十节。
From verse 3 to verse 10.
我们仔细看下半句。
Let us look at the latter part of each verse.
第一个福气就是要得到天国。
The first blessing is to receive the kingdom of heaven.
所谓天国就是从天上降下来的国度。
And the so-called heavenly kingdom is a kingdom which is from above.
也就是神的国。
And that is a kingdom of God.
神的国乃在乎公义、平安、喜乐。
And God's kingdom is about joy, peace.
这是非常可贵的。
And this is very precious.
神的国就在我们内心。
And God's kingdom is inside our hearts.
神的国就在我们的教会。
And God's kingdom is inside our church.
最后，神的国要在乐园，天国，我们死了要去的地方。
And lastly, God's kingdom will be in paradise, in which we will go after we die.
所以我们活着能够得到天国，这是极大的恩典。
So even when we're living on this earth, we can have or inherit this kingdom of heaven. What a blessing this is.
第二个福气。
Second blessing.
就是要得到安慰。
And that is to be comforted.
我们人总是有伤心的时候。
There are times when we are sad.
有忧愁的时候。
And there are times when we worry.
但是神要安慰我们。
But God will comfort us.
那个是带有能力的安慰。
And that is a comfort with power.
那是带有应许的安慰。
And that is comfort with promise.
那是带有恩典的安慰。
And that is comfort that has blessings.
哦，那是带有生命的安慰。
And that is a comfort with life.
那第三个福气。
And the third blessing.
哦，在第五节。
Verse five.
要承受地土。
They will inherit the earth.
啊，这里讲这个地土不是地上的一块土地。
And the so-called earth is not part of land on this earth.
啊，这是神所要赐给我们一块属灵的土地。
And this is a spiritual inheritance that God wants to give us.
也就是要给我们作为财产的。
And this is so-called the inheritance.
那这个是什么？
And what is this?
神的国。
And that is God's kingdom.
也就是神的本身。
And that is God Himself.
所以信耶稣就是要让我们富足。
So believing Christ is allowing us to be rich.
你的心灵会富足。
That our hearts will be rich.
因为有一块土地要给你。
Because there's a land given to you.
这一块土地是牛奶与蜜的。
And this land is full of milk and honey.
是福地。
And it's a land of blessings.
是美地。
It is a beautiful land.
是安息的地。
And it's a land of rest.
第四个福气。
Fourth blessing.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他们要得饱足。
And they will be filled.
这是我们今天晚上要查考的。
And this is a topic we will be discussing tonight.
但是我们仔细看，神要给我们福气，我们人需要有一个条件。
If God wants to give us blessing, there's conditions.
所以最困难的不是神怎么给我们福气。
The most difficult thing is not how God gives us blessings.
我们虽然很卑微。
Although we're very lowly people.
但是主耶稣讲的话就是应许。
But what Jesus said are promises.
好像一张支票，上面写着福气，下面签着主耶稣的名字。
It's as if a check, and it says blessings, and then signed by Jesus.
这是不会退票的。
And this is not returned.
但是你要去把这一张支票兑现，我们人有条件的。
And in order to deposit this check, there is one condition.
要得到天国。
To inherit the kingdom of heaven.
一个人要心灵贫穷。
One has to be poor in spirit.
也就是心里觉得我很缺乏，我很不够。
And one has to feel that one is not sufficient and one does have enough.
我很需要。
And that the person really needs and hunger and thirst for it.
这个是要进入信仰的第一步。
And this is entering into the first step of faith.
如果你觉得我不需要，我没有关系。
If you feel that you don't need anything, so you don't care.
那天国就跟我们没有份了。
Then we have no part with the heavenly kingdom.
那第二个福气。
And the second blessing.
我们要的条件就是哀恸。
And the second condition is that we have to mourn.
这个哀恸是一个过程。
And mourning is actually a process.
安慰是一个结果。
And comfort is a consequence.
我们要经历过哀恸这个过程，就可以到得到安慰这个结果。
after we mourn, then we will receive this, we will be comforted, and this is the result.
要哀动什么？
What are we mourning for?
就是对我们自己啊的不完全，对我们自己信仰没有办法进步，要觉得很哀动。
We have to mourn for our lack of improvement in our faith.
那这样啊，神就会进到我们里面，就会满足安慰我们。
Then God will come inside us and fill inside us.
那第三个，
Third,
我们要得到这一块牛奶与蜜的地。
In order to receive this land filled with milk and honey,
人要有条件。
There's one condition.
不可以硬心。
One cannot be hard-hearted.
如果人硬心，就得不到信仰这一块地。
And if one is stiff-necked, then one cannot inherit this land.
换过来，人要温柔。
A person has to be meek.
啊，也就是谦虚、柔和。
And that is one has to be very humble and meek.
那这个神的话才会感动我们。
Then God's word will touch us.
这个种子才能够砸到我们内心。
And the seed will go down deep into our hearts.
那才可以开花结果。
Then this, the seed will sprout and have fruits.
信仰才会在我们心里面成长。
And this faith will grow inside our hearts.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
饥渴慕义的有福了。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness.
这个地方在讲啊，饥渴慕义。
Here says those who hunger and thirst.
我们如果看到很多非洲的小孩子，你发现非常的不幸。
If we see a lot of kids in Africa, it's very unfortunate.
没有东西吃。
They have nothing to eat.
有的在干旱的地方啊，没有水喝。
And there's so many places with drought, so they have no water to drink.
所以我每次看到非洲的小孩子，就好像代表这是不幸。
So every time I see kids of Africa, I feel this represents unfortunate.
但是第六节说，人如果饥渴，人如果饥饿渴慕。这是得到福气的开始。
But we know that verse 6 says that blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled, because this is a first step.
那要饥渴什么？
So what do we hunger for?
这里讲一个字叫做义。
Here talks about righteousness.
这个字有一点深啊。
And this is actually a deep word.
什么叫做义？
What is righteousness?
我们要从英文再回来了解比较简单啊。
Let's look at the English.
英文啊，这个义这个字是从对这个字衍生出来的。
And the word righteousness actually came from the word right.
所以义就是你所做的、你所想的、你的一切生活都是对的。
So righteousness comes from whatever you do, whatever you think about, however you lead your life is right.
但是诸位想，本来我就是对的啊。
So perhaps if you might think that you're right.
那这个跟标准有关系。
So there is actually the difference in how you look at the standard of being right.
所以这个对是在神的标准之下是对的。
So this right is actually under the condition of God's meaning of right.
这个叫做义。
And this is righteousness.
所以这个义的另外一个意思就是没有罪。
And the other meaning of righteousness is without sin.
这个叫做义。
And this is righteousness.
所以你如果对那个没有罪那个状态啊，那个目标你很渴慕。
And if you long and thirst for the goal of not being in sin,
你就会得到。
Then you will receive.
首先我们来看罗马书。
Let us look at the book of Romans.
为什么人需要信耶稣？
Why does one need to believe in Christ Jesus?
有很多人用很实用的眼光来想信耶稣。
Many people use many practical reasons to think why they believe in Christ.
我身体很健康。
I am very healthy.
我的工作很好。
I have a good profession.
我的婚姻很幸福。
And I'm very happy with my marriage.
我的家庭很圆满。
And I have a very happy family.
为什么我要信耶稣？
Why do I need to believe in Christ?
其实没有信耶稣也活得很好。
And I feel that I'm still okay with if I don't believe in Christ Jesus.
今天这就是为什么很难叫人接受信仰的原因。
And these are the reasons why some people cannot accept Jesus.
因为大家用很实用的眼光来看信仰。
Because they use practical reasons to deny the fact that they need to believe.
但是罗马书他在讲信仰的道理。
But in the book of Romans talks about the teachings.
他要告诉我们人需要信耶稣，他先讲明一件事情。
And it says that before one person believes in Christ, One needs to do one thing.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let's look at Romans chapter
3. 23节。
Verse 23.
罗马书第三章23节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这句话很厉害啊。
And this is a very important verse.
在神的标准下。
Under God's standard.
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
这个世人是谁？
And who are those people on this earth?
是你，也是我。
You and I.
是我们每一个人。
It's everyone.
在神看起来都有罪。
In God's standard, everyone have sinned.
那罪是什么？
And what is sin?
圣经有两个来代表。
There are two representations in the Bible.
罪就是欠债。
And sin means to be in debt.
哦。那将来神要让我们要跟我们算账。
In the future, God will God will judge us.
算账哦。
God will count our debts.
哦，如果我们这个罪没有解决
，If we do not resolve the sin,
我们在神的面前有亏欠
，Then we fall short of God's glory.
那将来审判这很可怕的。
And this is very scary in the judgment day.
我为什么？要把罪解决。
Why do I need to resolve our sins?
因为有一天你面对神算账的时候，你可以很坦然。
Because when we face God, we could be open about ourselves.
我没有欠债。
Because we are not in debt.
第二个。
Second.
圣经说罪就是病。
Second, the Bible says that sin is being ill.
主耶稣在世界上传福音，很多人不接受他。
When Jesus preached on this earth, many people did not accept him.
耶稣说，有病的才用得着医生。
Jesus said that those who are sick will need doctors.
主耶稣讲那个医生就是他本身。
And when Jesus talked about doctor, he refers to himself.
那有病的就是感觉到自己有罪的才会来找主耶稣。
And so those people who feel they need to come to doctor feel they have sin, so that's why they have to come to Jesus.
今天为什么很难传福音？
Why is it so hard to preach the gospel nowadays?
因为大家都觉得我没有罪。
Because everyone feels I do not have sin.
我没有病。
That I am not sick.
为什么我需要耶稣？
Why do I need Jesus?
但是圣经就是要告诉我们，我们人有罪。
But the Bible tells us that we have sin.
圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
And the Bible have encircled everyone in this mankind.
所以在圣经的定义里面，每一个人都有病。
In the standard of the Bible, everyone is sick.
哦，这个不是小病。
This is not just a very light, being ill, lightly ill.
病的结果就是死，罪的结果就是死。
And when after, the consequence of being sick and sin are deaths.
说可见我们人所犯的这个罪，这个是致死的病。
So whatever sickness we have, it's a sickness that will cause death.
是没有办法医的病。
And it cannot be healed.
所以我们就从这个两个来了解为什么人要解决罪的问题。
So from these two points, we know why we have to resolve the problem of sin.
罪就是欠债。
Because sinning is being in debt.
罪就是生病。
And sin, having sin is being sick.
所以罪要解决。
So we have to resolve the sin.
那这个罗马书开始要提到罪是什么。
So Book of Romans talks about this.
从第一章的十八节开始。
From chapter 1 verse 18.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
故意不认识神就是罪。
That they purposely do not know God.
如果你看到一个小孩子。
When you see a child.
你没有看到他爸爸。
And you did not see the child's father.
但是你知道他有父母。
But you know this child has parents.
不然这个小孩子从哪里来？
Or else where did this child come from?
哦。但是当你看到宇宙万物伟大的存在。
But when you see the wonderful creation of this universe,
怎么把它想说这是自然有的呢？
And how can you think that it just came to being?
所以圣经说，天地的存在证明有神。
So the Bible says that the existence of heaven and the earth, proves that there's God.
因为天地的存在是神的杰作。
Because the creation of heavens and earth is the creation of God.
证明他很聪明。
This means that God is very wise.
他能够创造这个世界，你没有办法了解。
And that God can create a world that you don't understand.
证明他很有能力。
This means that he has power.
他能够创造一个世界，你一生没有办法达到。
That he can create a universe and
this
earth so big that you cannot reach.
神创造世界代表他的慈爱。
God creates this world because He loves.
所以你看到这个整个我们所活的这个地球的美妙，你就感叹这是神的慈爱。
When you see the wonderful nature of this world, then you know of God's love.
但是人故意不认识神。
But people, humans, they purposely do not know God.
神的创造借着就在证明有神。
But then God's creation proves that He exists.
但是人的刚硬否定神的存在。
But because of people's stubbornness, they deny the fact that God lives.
这就是罪。
And this is sin.
那从人否定神的存在以后，接下去就产生道德上的堕落。
So after a man denies the fact that God does not exist, then there's deterioration of morals.
所以道德是从神来的。
So actually morals came from God.
一旦否定神，道德就开始往下掉。
And once people deny God, then there's a morality goes down.
60年代。
60s, in the 60s.
美国的最高法院做一个判决。
And the Supreme Court of the U.S., they made a judgment.
要把神从公立学校请出去。
They want to cast out the word God outside of public school.
所有的十条诫命全部拿掉。
And they take out all 10 commandments from all public school.
教科书里面所有有关神的全部都改掉。
If there is a word God, then in the public textbooks, then it needs to be changed.
所以60年代到现在所产生新生的一代，道德问题非常多。
So from 1960 till now, there are a lot of problems in morality.
你看现在校园里面打枪去打。
We know that there are a lot of incidents of a campus shooting.
校园里面呢用毒。
And campus people actually use drugs.
校园青少年怀孕生孩子。
And there are many teenage pregnancy.
问题很多。
There are many problems.
这个问题从哪里来？
Where are the problems from?
当人心中没有神，就往下掉。
When people's heart do not have God, then they will go down.
所以24节，神任凭逞着心里的情欲，行可污秽的事情。
So verse 24 says, therefore God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity.
如果26节再看下去提到同性恋。
And if we look at verse 26, it talks about homosexuality.
然后28节看下去。
And from 28 onwards,
神任凭他们存邪僻的心情不义不合理的事。
He gave them over to a depraved mind to do what's not good.
接下去讲邪恶贪婪恶毒嫉妒凶杀增进诡诈。
Later talks about all kinds of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity.
那一直描写到31节。
All the way to verse 31.
这个叫做罪。
This is sin.
所以圣经一翻开来把人都圈在罪里面。
When we open the Bible, we see that we are all under the standard of the Bible, sinners.
那这个罪要怎么解决？
So how do we resolve this problem?
我们看第三章21节。
Let us look at chapter 3, verse 21.
罗马书。
Romans chapter 3 verse 21.
如今神的义在律法已经显明出来。
But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known.
22节。
Verse 22.
神的义因为信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人并没有分别。
And this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no difference.
义就是没有罪。
Righteousness means no sin.
那这个义用一个比方比较好了解义是什么。
Let's use an example to describe righteousness.
义就是白衣啊。
Righteousness means white robe.
神说
God says,
我是圣洁的。
I am holy.
就是他没有罪。
And that is he's without sin.
他住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
He lives in above lofty in a place with, filled with light that people cannot reach.
神说
God said,
你要圣洁。
You should be holy.
所以人要跟神建立关系，人要圣洁。
If humans want to have a relationship with God, then humans need to be holy.
圣洁是就是没有罪。
Being holy is without sin.
那人要怎么达到没有罪？我们刚刚讲了，在神的律法下，每个人都有罪啊。
So how will we become sinless?
所以宗教就想出很多的方法。
So there are many methods in religion to do without sin.
有的是用苦修的。
And that is, they actually,
苦修啊，头发剃。
They cultivate themselves, and they shave their heads.
头发剃掉，穿了一个灰色的衣服。
And they wear gray robes.
躲到山上去。
And they hide in the mountains.
然后吃很单纯的东西。
And they eat very simple things.
那有的手拿着这个念珠。
And they hold these pearls, and they beads and they just count them.
为什么呢？一直念，一直念，让你这个头脑啊，一直专心在这里，你不会去想邪的东西。
And because they want you to keep counting these beads, you won't think about other very evil things.
这个就是用人的方法要来造一件白衣。
This is using human method to create a white robe.
那在旧约时代里面呢，神有给人律法。
In the Old Testament time, God has given laws to the Israelites.
那这个律法本来是好的。
And this law originally was good.
你看美国有很多的法律。
We know that the U.S. has many laws.
这个本来是好的。
But this is good.
如果美国没有法律。
If the U.S. does not have any laws.
你开车随便开很自由，左边也好，右边也好。
Then you can drive anywhere on the left or the right. You can be very free.
你敢开吗？
Will you go on the road? You won't go on the road.
所以这个律法本来是好的。
Because this law is intended to be good.
但是我们人呢，就常常会去犯，这个人有问题。
But we humans tend to break the law because this is our nature.
不是律法不好。
It's not that the law is not good.
那旧约圣经神赐很多的律法。
In the Old Testament, God has given many laws.
本来是好的。
Originally, it was intended to be good.
但是人没有做到，没有办法做到，你不会去犯。
But humans cannot obey the law to the point that they cannot observe the law.
所以可见用人自己的方法啊，来造一件白衣来穿，来靠近神，这是行不通的。
So it's not doable that humans try to create their own robes and methods to be sinless.
因为你一犯律法，就是衣服上一个黑点。
If you have committed a crime, then you have break the law, then there's a stain, blemish on your white robe.
犯两次，两个黑点。
If you have sinned two times, there's two blemishes.
你十条诫命把它拿开来看，天天犯罪。
If you look at the Ten Commandments, perhaps that you sin daily.
第一条。
First.
拜独一的神，我们拜了吗
？To worship the only God, did we worship him?
第二个。
Second.
不可以拜偶像。
You cannot worship idol.
我没有拜吗？
Have we not worshipped?
第三个
Third,
不可以妄称神的名
We cannot call God's name in vain.
我们有没有常常把耶稣的名拿出来开玩笑呢
Have we not used Jesus' name in vain?
第四个
Fourth,
守安息日我们守了吗
To observe the Sabbath, did we observe the Sabbath?
第五个
Fifth,
要孝敬父母
To honor our parents.
我们孝敬了吗
Do we honor our parents?
第六个
Sixth,
不可杀人
We cannot kill.
你说没有我没有杀人
You say I did not kill anyone.
耶稣说
But Jesus said,
恨人就是杀人
If you hate someone, then you
kill
someone.
你没有恨过人吗
Have you not hated someone?
如果你恨过人
If you hated someone,
你就犯罪了
Then you have sinned.
第七戒更可怕
Seven, It is most scary.
大部分人站不住
Most people cannot stand.
不可以犯奸
That thou shalt not commit adultery.
耶稣把这个标准提高
And Jesus has raised the standard.
你看到异性动一念就是犯奸淫
If you see the opposite sex and then you have sexual thoughts, then you have committed adultery.
哪一个人没有罪
So which one of you have not sinned?
第八条
Eighth.
不可以偷盗。
Thou shalt not steal.
什么是偷盗
？What is stealing?
不是自己的不可以拿。
What is not yours should not be taken.
我们有没有拿过不是自己的东西呢
？Have we taken something that doesn't belong to us?
第九个
，The ninth.
不可以作假见证。
We cannot bear false witness.
不可以说谎。
And we cannot lie.
第十个
，Tenth.
不可以贪心。
We cannot be greedy.
有哪一个人没有犯？
Haven't we all been greedy before?
所以人不可能用自己的方法来造一件白衣穿着可以去靠近那个圣洁的神。
So humans cannot create their own white robes and try to be close to God.
如果哪一个宗教告诉我们他做得到
If any religion says that they can do it,
很可能那个人是超人。
Perhaps this person is super person.
不然的话，如果他跟我们一样，他的这个是谎言。
Or this person is a liar.
如果他跟我们是一样性情的人
，If he is the same nature as us,
因为圣经已经说不可能
，Because the Bible says it's impossible.
但是不可能不是绝望
，But not possible doesn't mean hopelessness.
当我们无路可走的时候
，When we have nowhere to go.
二十一节
，Verse 21.
罗马书三章二十一节
，Romans 3:21.
说神的义在律法已经显明出来。
But God's righteousness has been shown through law.
什么是神的义
？What is God's righteousness?
神做的白衣啊。
And that is the white robe God has made.
那在律法已经显明出来。
And it has been known through law.
是不是用你守律法的规条来得到的
？It's not through being observing the laws that you have reached this step.
那我们怎么能够得到神的这件白衣来穿呢
？So how can weobtain this white robe to wear.
二十二节
Verse 22.
神的义因为信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
The righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus to all who believe.
所以今天我们只要相信耶稣是救主。
So today we only need to believe that Christ Jesus is a Savior.
相信我是罪人。
And we have to believe we're sinners.
接受耶稣宝血的洗礼。
And we have to come and accept the baptism of Christ Jesus' blood.
主耶稣就把我们的罪全部都洗干净。
Then Jesus will wash all our sins clean.
穿白衣。
And we will wear this white robe.
这个叫做神的义。
And this is so-called God's righteousness.
所以我们能够借着神给我们的义在洗礼的时候给我们的义我们就可以靠近神。
So we could, through this white robe and through baptism, we're able to draw near to God.
就好像孩子重新跟父亲建立关系。
Just as a child establish a new relationship with the father.
要享受父亲的产业，要享受父亲的爱。
To enjoy the inheritance and the love of God.
所以
our father.
饥渴慕义的有福了。
So,blessed are those who thirst and hunger for righteousness.
如果你曾经跟罪一直在这个一直在挣扎。
If you're struggling with sins,
你天天想行善行不出来。
You want to do good, but you are unable to do it.
但是不想行的坏，你一直去做。
And the evil you do not want to do, you do it.
现在有一条路可以走。
There's only one road.
你如果渴慕耶稣所要给我们的义。
If you thirst and hunger for this righteousness of Jesus,
你就会得着。
Then you will receive.
这是第一个。
This is first.
所以你一定心里要渴慕。
You have to thirst and hunger for it.
你觉得没有办法，我也有靠耶稣才可以，那你就会得到。
You think there's no other way but rely on Jesus, then you will receive.
那方法很简单，你只要信。
It's a simple method, you just believe.
不需要钱。
And you don't, it's free.
你只要信，接受洗礼。
All you need to do is believe and be baptized.
神就称你做义人。
Then you will be called righteousness
by God. 不是我们没有罪。
It's not that we don't have sins.
是神遮盖了我们的罪。
Because God has covered our sins.
赦免我们的罪。
He has redeemed our sins.
这是第一个，饥渴慕义的有福了。
And that is first about hungering and thirst for righteousness.
义的第二个解释。
And the second definition of righteousness.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
约翰一书的第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.
约翰一书第三章第七节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 7.
小子啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is right, righteous, just as he is righteous.
世界上有几个义人？
How many righteous people are there?
只有一个人。
Just one.
那个人就是不会死的人。
And that person does not die.
因为圣经里说罪是死的原因。
And we know that sin is the reason we die.
死是罪的结果。
And death is the consequence of sin.
今天如果你找得到哪一个人不会死，他不需要信耶稣。
If you can find one person who does not die, who does not experience death, then this person does not need to believe in Christ Jesus.
因为不会死表示没有罪。
And this person, if this person does not die, then this represents he does not have sin.
我们这里有没有一百岁的人呢？
Do we have someone over 100 years old?
没有。
No.
那讲什么呢？
So,
再过一百年。
After 100 years.
包括小孩子，没有一个人还会活在地上。
Including all the children here, not one person will still be living.
差不多全部都死了。
Perhaps all of us will pass away.
那这个事实就告诉我们，我们每一个人都有罪。
And this fact tells us that all of us have sinned.
我们都不是义人。
We're not righteous.
那这里说，正如主是义的一样。
Here it says, just as he is righteous.
这个主就是耶稣。
And this Lord is Jesus.
他没有罪。
He is sinless.
所以主耶稣要被钉十字架以前。
So before Jesus was about to be crucified.
他很有把握。
He was confident.
He said, 我死了三天要活过来。
He said that after 3 days I will resurrect.
为什么？
Why?
因为他说你可以，谁可以说我有罪？
He says, who can say that I have sinned?
他很有把握他没有罪。
He is so confident he does not have sin.
他知道他没有罪。
He knows he doesn't have sin.
比拉多审判一天晚上说他没有罪。
And Pilate tried to question him, but he found him sinless.
为我们的罪他被钉在十字架上。
And for our sins that he has been crucified on the cross.
因为他没有罪。
Because he is sinless.
所以他死了三天他又再活过来。
He died and after 3 days he resurrected.
所以全世界教主很多，他创设很多美妙的宗教。
So there are many people who have created their own religions.
但是救主只有一个。
But there's only one Savior.
就是耶稣。
And that is Christ Jesus.
因为他没有罪。
Because he is without sin.
所以他叫做义。
So he is called righteous.
因此这个饥渴慕义就是你如果很渴慕主耶稣的人，你就会得到满足。
So this means that if you thirst and hunger for righteousness, then you will be filled.
那个义就是主耶稣。
And this righteousness is Jesus.
你如果对主耶稣很渴慕，你去追求，你就会得到满足。
And if you yearn for Jesus and you seek after him, then you will be filled.
那到底这个是怎么一回事？
So what is this all about?
我们先看主耶稣怎么自我介绍。
So how does Jesus introduce himself?
请看约翰福音第六章。
Let us turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
35节。
John chapter 6, verse 35.
第六章三十五节。
John chapter 6, verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮，到我这里来的不一定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
耶稣不是说我拿粮食给你。
Jesus did not say, I will bring you bread.
他说，我就是生命之粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
如果我们肚子饿了。
If we're hungry.
你吃了一顿饭。
And you had your meal.
你就很满足了。
And you feel fulfilled.
因为肚子饿，这是肉体的缺乏。
Because this is a necessity of our physical body.
啊，你吃一顿饭，肉体就满足了。
And when you have this meal, then your body is fulfilled.
但是
，However，
如果你心灵空虚
，If you're empty in your hearts，
你吃一顿饭就会满足吗
？After having a meal, will this fill your heart？
这是没有办法满足的。
It won't fill your heart.
因为心灵空虚，这个是一种。心理状态的不足
emptiness of heart shows represents actually a status of having a hopelessness in heart.
那这种心理状态的不足不是物质能够填满的
And this lacking in your heart does not mean that material things will be able to fill it.
物质是填满我们肉体的欲物质的欲望，肉体。
And when we have meal or we have physical things, it only satisfies our physical needs.
但是我们心要怎么得到满足
？So how do we fulfill our spiritual, our hearts?
你可以看到处都是心灵饥渴的人。
We could see that many people they hunger and thirst for something.
举个例子。
For example.
你看啊，如果你去买房子啊，在一般的家庭里面都有爸，有爸。
If you go to many houses, visit many houses, there are many houses with a bar.
美国有上千万的人是醉酒的，alcoholic.
There are actually millions of people who are alcoholic in the U.S.
为什么
？Why?
心灵空虚。
Because they're empty at heart.
所以喝酒。
So they fill themselves with alcohol.
如果你坐飞机有坐过商务舱。
And if you have been, if you've been on airplane and been in the coach,
商务舱 business class,
business class,
你差不多飞机一飞，每个人都在喝酒。
If the plane starts flying, almost everyone is drinking wine.
为什么
？Why?
心灵空虚。
Because they are so empty in heart.
那有的这个还不够啊。
And some people feel this is not enough.
就用 drug.
So they use drugs.
这个 drug 对身体不好。
It's not good for our physical body.
而且啊 ，drug 引起很多的问题。
And drugs will cause many other problems.
美国是全世界毒品最大的市场。
And the U.S. is actually the greatest has the greatest market for illegal drugs.
美国向哥伦比亚抗议说，为什么你们产这么多的毒药输到我们美国来
？And the U.S. Actually protested to Colombia and said, why do you sell us so many of these illegal drugs?
哥伦比亚说，你们只要不要用，我们就倒店了。
And Colombia said, "If you don't use it, then we will go bankrupt."
可见呢，人还是用。
So this means a lot of people use illegal drugs.
因为这是心灵空虚。
Because this is emptiness of heart.
但是诸位，可能你觉得我没有这么厉害。
So perhaps that you're not at that super.
我们有时候在看那个电视。
If you watch TV,
你会发现很多的电视节目都是在 rerun， 都是过去看过的。
You know that all those TV they play the past shows.
这换来换去，换来换去，其实里面也没有什么可以看。
And you keep changing the channels, and you really don't have anything good to watch.
那你不看那怎么办
？So what do you do if you don't watch TV？
所以看电视就是杀时间了。
Because you want to kill time.
这个就是心灵空虚。
And this is emptiness of heart.
所以心灵空虚有很多不同的方式表现出来。
So there are many manifestations of one being in a state of emptiness.
青少年乱搞男女关系。
And the teenagers, they have a, they have bad relationships.
男女关系。
They have
sexual immorality.
Sexual immorality.
这个是最容易又不要钱的。
And this is the most easy, and it doesn't require any money.
这个就是心灵空虚的一个反映出来。
And so this is a reflection of being empty in heart.
那这个问题要怎么解决？
So how do you resolve this problem?
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
And Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
主耶稣就是我们的满足。
And that Jesus is our satisfaction.
如果我们让主耶稣进到我们心里面，
If we allow Jesus to come inside our hearts,
你就不饿也不渴。
You will not thirst, nor will you be hungry.
你就不会对世界，你就没有那个渴慕了。
Then you will actually not envy this world.
你可以跳舞，但是你不需要。
You can go dancing, but you don't need to.
你可以赌博，但是你不需要。
You can gamble, but you do not need to.
你可以抽烟，但是你不需要。
You can smoke, but you do not need to.
你可以醉酒，但是你不需要。
You can be a drunk, but you don't need to be in drunk. You don't need to take alcohol.
你不需要，你还活得很好。
You don't need all these things, and you still can lead a good life.
这个叫做自由。
This is freedom.
所以宗教就是让人心灵富足。
So religion allows one to be rich in heart.
当你心灵富足之后，你对很多的事情你就觉得不需要。
When you're rich in heart, then you feel you don't need a lot of things in this world.
但是这个世界讲自由。
But this world talks about freedom.
但是很多的自由到最后是捆绑。
But a lot of freedom actually is a bondage for many people.
你看那个抽烟，如果没有烟抽，开始发抖，流口水。
A smoker, when a smoker does not have cigarettes to smoke, then the person will start drooling.
那个 drug 更厉害，一旦上瘾，开始发瘾的时候，这个人倒下去了。
And when a person who take illegal drugs and is addicted to it, then they will have these bad reactions.
所以很多的自由是捆绑。
And a lot of times, freedom is actually bondage.
但是宗教的富足让你得到真自由。
But the richness of religion allows you to have freedom.
因为你已经真的满足了。
Because you're filled.
所以你只要对主耶稣饥渴，你去追求，你的心就会满足。
So if you pursue after Jesus with a hungering heart, then you will be filled.
这个答案这么简单。
This answer is very easy.
简单到我们不敢相信。
It's so easy to the point we don't even believe how easy this is.
所以很多的社会问题到最后只有一个字就可以解决，耶稣。
And many social problems can be resolved by one word, that is Jesus.
因为耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
Because Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
我们再看第七章，约翰福音。
Let's look at John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若可以到我这里来喝。38节，信我的人，就是经上所说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。39节，耶稣这个话是指信他的人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵。这里讲耶稣站着高声说，
Here Jesus stood and said in loud voice.
因为这是非常重要的。
Because this is very important.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
这个渴是什么？
What is being thirsty?
心灵饥渴。
And that is being thirsty of heart.
内心空虚。
And they're empty inside.
生命空洞，没有意义。
And life is without meaning.
耶稣说，可以到我这里来喝。
And Jesus said, come, let him come to me and drink.
喝就是要让你得到满足。
Drink means to be fulfilled.
那主耶稣让我们满足的方法是什么？
So what is the method Jesus caused us to be fulfilled?
38节。
38。
信我的人，就如经上说，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And forever who believes in me, as the scripture has said, stream of living water will flow from within him.
这个腹中就是里面，那个满足是从里面出来的。
And flowing from within means coming from the inside.
活水就是源源不断一直出来的。
Living water means that constantly flows out.
所以主耶稣说，你如果信耶稣，从你的里面有一股泉源满足一直涌出来。
So Jesus says that when you believe in him, you will have living water flow from within.
世界上真的有这么好的事情吗？
Is there such good thing on this earth?
当然有。
Of course.
就在这里。
It's right here.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say this?
38节。38。39。
耶
稣这个话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
By this he meant the spirit whom those who believe in him.
39节。 要得圣灵做的，所以要得圣灵。
And this is receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以我们现在，我们等一下要来祷告。
So later we're going to pray.
照着主耶稣的应许。
According to God's promise.
信的人必有神迹奇事随的。
Those who believe will have miracles following them.
如果今天你说，主耶稣显一个神迹给我看，我就信了。
If you say, if Jesus show me a miracle, then I will believe.
好，我们来看什么神迹你可以看到。
So let us see what kind of miracles can you expect to see.
马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十六章的十七节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 17.
信的人必有神迹随着，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。十八节。
18.
受人拿舌，若喝什么毒物也不受害，手按病人，病人就好了。
And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name, and they will drive out demons. They will speak new tongues. 18. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all.
这里说信的人有神迹随着。
Here says that signs will accompany those who believe.
信什么？
Believe in what?
信耶稣。
Believe in Christ Jesus.
神迹，什么是神迹？
What is miracle?
人做不到的，借着神的能力做出来的。
Whatever humans cannot do, through God's power, humans can do.
第一个，奉耶稣的名赶鬼。
First is driving out demon in the name of Christ Jesus.
我们教会包括在美国好多的经验了，奉耶稣的名，鬼被赶出来。
In our church, there are many testimonies about how demons are driven out in the name of Christ Jesus.
十八节。
18.
手拿蛇，喝什么毒也不受害，这是指着说你不小心了。
They will pick up snakes with their hands when they drink. They will it will not hurt them. This means that accidentally, getting poisoned.
神会保守你不受害。
God will protect you so you will not be hurt.
这个在我们教会有很多的见证。
There are a lot of testimonies in our church.
那下面手按病人，病人就好了。
And they will place their hands on sick people and they will get well.
因为神很有能力。
Because God, Jesus is full of power.
这个在教会也很多。
And there are many miracles like this in our church.
十七节最后一句话。
And latter verse of verse 17.
说新方言。
And speaking in new tongues.
什么是新方言？
What is new tongues?
英文叫 new tongue. 你的舌头卷动的一种声音。
And that is your tongue is rolling as if it's a new voice from your tongue.
当圣灵降下来。
When the Holy Spirit descends.
我们被圣灵感动。
And we are touched by the Holy Spirit.
你没有办法控制自然卷动一种听讲一种听不懂的话。
You're not able to control your tongue, and your tongue will utter in a different type of. It's as if it's a different type of language.
叫做说方言。
And that is the tongues.
那说方言就是对神说的。
And speaking in tongue is speaking to God.
它不是对人说的。
It's not speaking to human.
但是你听不出，你听不出来。
So you cannot understand.
但是它在讲说各样的奥秘。
But it's talking about all types of mysteries.
所以等一下我们来祷告。
So we're going to pray later.
你看老人、小孩子、中年人、男的、女的，全部都得圣灵。
You will see that all people of different ages have received Holy Spirit.
大家眼睛都合起来啊。
And everyone's eyes are closed.
所以这个不是表演给人看，没有人在看的。
And this is not a show which people want to show other people.
那为什么会这样？
Why is this?
因为神的能力很有能力降临。
Because God's Holy Spirit come down and has full of power.
你被神感动，你就说方言。
And you are touched by God and you start speaking in Holy Spirit.
这个就是主耶稣讲的，从你的肚子里面涌出活水的江河来。
So this is what Jesus was referring to, is that there is a living water gushing out from inside.
所以当你一直祷告被圣灵充满的时候，你走在路上也很喜乐，你开车在路上也很喜乐，你回到家里面很喜乐，心里很喜乐，很甜美。
So when you pray and when you receive the Holy Spirit, whatever you do, you feel very joyous.
但是
However,
你要得到圣灵有一个条件。
There's one condition in receiving the Holy Spirit.
要饥渴慕义。
You have to hunger and thirst.
你就是要渴慕，对主耶稣有渴慕。
You have to hunger and thirst.
主啊，我很渴慕你。
Lord, I really, really thirst and hunger after you.
我渴慕你的灵浇灌在我身上。
I yearn for you to pour your spirit upon me.
因为我的心灵太空虚了。
Because I'm so empty inside.
我的生活太空洞了。
And I have meaningless life.
我需要心灵有一股甜美，有一种是泉源。
I need to have this living water, a type of sweet water inside me.
有一种喜乐。
There's joy.
圣灵浇灌，你就得到了。
And when the Holy Spirit pours inside you, you will be joyous.
所以耶稣说，
So Jesus said,
饥渴慕义的有福了。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
他们要得到满足。
For they will be filled.